And we are live. This is the first Atlantic Corridor in the new format. And I've said it before we went on air. I'm going to say it again. This is an exciting moment because the changes that we are making in Breda have resulted in this Atlantic Corridor. I welcome Ritesh in Bangalore, who normally joins us for the Coffee House Chronicles. And I welcome Isma in Sao Paulo. No, not in Sao Paulo. Where are you? In Campo Grande, or you're even further west. So Isma, it's now 9:20 for you in the morning in Campo Grande. It's 10 to 7 for you in the evening in Bengaluru, and it's 3:20 in the afternoon here in a very cold, wet, miserable, rainy Kleeborg. And we have a topic today, talking about lessons, lessons are not always given in class. I have some questions to kick off the discussion. And we go from there. And Isma, I would like to start with you first of all, but then I'll take the question also across to Ritesh. I want you gentlemen to cast your minds back a few years and think about who that one teacher or mentor or guide in your life, in your childhood life, maybe in your young adult life, who is that person that you still carry with you? Yeah. Not just in memory, but also in the way you move through life. Yeah. So to give you an example, in my last years at high school in Sydney, Australia, in the late 1970s, I had an English teacher who came from Sweden, and he was very active in the surfing community in the district of Sydney that I lived in. But he was also a brilliant teacher because he was one of the few people who could motivate a class of 16, 17-year-old male-only students. It was a boys-only students. To read Jane Austen's novels and actually enjoy the process. Yeah. He took us to the theatre scene in Sydney. He was an absolutely fantastic teacher. Unfortunately, I researched him a few years ago, and unfortunately, his life didn't take a positive turn. So what I've managed to glean was that he died in prison on charges of paedophilia. I didn't notice anything of the time, so that kind of clouds the memory a little bit. But he was, for me, an inspirational teacher. And even when I work today, I sometimes think of the good things about this person. Tor Svensson was his name. Isma, do you have such a person whom you carry in your life to this day?
I would say that I have many, but I have some, and even some, not some, one object. Firstly, I think my good mentors were my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And to today, I can learn from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But when referring to teachers or professor, I had a professor in 1981, whose name was Manuel, and it was he was a Portuguese professor. But what was interesting about his class is not about class exactly. It was his incentivation to appreciate classical music. After that, I became interested, and till today, I'm not a person that know a lot of about classical music, but I like it a lot. Another was another Portuguese teacher. I was preparing to try to submit myself to a internal context to get a promotion in my job. And he had an interesting story because here in Brazil, when people are delaying their basic studies, he can submit themselves to a test, and you can advance your grades. And he did it and entered one of the most important universities. It's called University of São Paulo, USP. And he got a degree in what you call here letters, but it's something related to language and literature. In his case, was Portuguese language and literature. And he was one of the greatest Portuguese teacher I had. And I told him that I would like to have more intellectual parents because I thought that if I had, it would be had helped me more to achieve a more elevated level in my intellectual life. He told me the following, that he had been a teacher. He was almost retired. In fact, he was retired, but he accepted our invitation to teach us. And he told that he had known some intellectual parents, and their kids didn't follow their way, what they follow to their kids. And on the other hand, he met the opposite, people that hadn't parents, intellectual parents, and they have a great development. I think it was interesting for me because, as you know, I like intellectual life. It showed me that it doesn't matter where I came from, I can make efforts to get a better level. And another one was a guy that I met at Brazilian MAVE, and when I was an adolescent, and I was eager to try marijuana. And I was traveling from Bolivia-Brazil border to Campo Grande by train, and I knew that he used marijuana, and I talked to him about it, and he told me, if I came back on the time and I could have another decision, I wouldn't have started. And inside his uniform hat, he took out a little sachet with marijuana, and he showed me, it's the disgrace of my life. And if you have any advice, never, never try it. Because if I could go back, I wouldn't have do that. And some months ahead, he was expelled from Nave because he worked at the hospital, and there they had access to many medicine, and they mixed medicine to became drugs.
Drug addicts,
But
yeah.
yeah, he was expelled. And he was a good advice that I received from him.
That's quite a graphic lesson, I have to say.
I think it the most interesting that it was a drug user that told me not to use it, not to try it.
So just to repeat, he in his cap, in his navy cap, he had
Yeah.
a small sachet of marijuana to warn him that using this was dangerous. You know, it was a
Yeah,
one way.
we weren't on uniform, but we have our uniform in our bags.
Yeah. Okay.
And the marijuana was inside his hat, inside his hat.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That is interesting. That is different.
I think I mentioned my parents to people, one professor and one teacher and another person, five people. I think it's enough for a while, but for sure I have had some other interesting people in my life.
Okay, Ritesh, what about you? Is there somebody in your life who you look back on today that proved to be inspirational to be someone you look up, a role model maybe even, yeah? Is there somebody in your life? You need to unmute yourself.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, Frank, when I was thinking, looking back and remembering all my teachers, I have quite few names that I feel that they have shaped me and their teachings. And sometimes I feel that I should be like them. So starting from my primary school. So I started going to school very like before I was five. In my village, there was no concept of sending kids to pre-nursery, nursery or preschool college schools. So I used to go with my mom. Used to send me to a school with the my students from my school village. They used to go school, and she used to send me with them. And I got habit of staying with them in school. And because my and I remember that when I was studying in my primary school, there was only one room. All five class students used to sit together, and we had two teachers.
How many were you? Do you remember?
Maybe no, I remember till fifth class there was only one room in my school,
Wow.
but there was a big place and the room was very big. So there were two chairs, and they used to have different chair for them. Half class will teach, and half class the other teacher will teach. And more interestingly was that both the teacher was female, and they were from my village only. So initially they had a posting in different places. Somehow they managed to come to my village. And the teacher was very excellent. I can't judge about the teaching they used to teach, but the discipline they gave to us. On time, you have to be on class, and you and they used to give us homeworks, and you have to give. They were very strict. If you are late, you are making noise, they will send out, and there was a lot of punishment. And one teacher, she gave, taught me a lot of maths, and she was not young, she was not demanding. She will teach such a way that I got too much interested in that. And during my last, like fifth class, when I was in fifth, one teacher he joined, his name was Om Prakash. He was young, just fresh out from the university, graduated. He came and he gave a lot of interesting, like the way he taught us. I remember that if I have opportunities to teach students, I will teach like him. He was very engaging. He used to solve questions on our notepad, a notebook, and he gave a lot of questions. And then he used to come on our houses also. Especially, he has connect with my father, and he used to come and he gave me a lot of advice when I went from primary to middle school. During middle school, he is very still. He is very when I go him, I meet him and he asked me. And now he's a high school teacher. He did MSc, MA, then he cleared exams. And I heard that during primary school, he got selected in army. Because the primary school was not paying too much, not enough for his education, and it was a contract basis or something like that in our government. They gave this contract. They used to pay very less. He got in army, but he thought that he's not built for army. They selected for him like a colonel. There is a post in, you are not a soldier, but you are commanding the soldiers. They call it major or something like that. You have to do SSC. But he thought that no, I'm not built for this, and he left and he came back to home. There was a break for 1 month, and he came. Everyone was saying that the government job in India is like something, you are getting a stability, everything, you don't have to worry in future. People were making fun. They're saying that isn't like why he left. And he prepared and he got selected for high school. Now he's a high school teacher. And I see him in positive light, looking at his way of teaching. And I see he was very like, if you are my teacher. In India, it's like I can't smoke in front of you. I can't drink, something like that. The teachers are highly respected in our society. They used to be, but still they are. The barrier is breaking. Once I remember that he was at my house or my father, and they were smoking something. Smoking means they are smoking cigarette. Nothing else. In India, it's big. So, but when he saw my, it's like they are also in that barrier. And still, I meet him. I have same respect for him, and he gave a lot of lessons for me that it helped a lot during my middle schools. When I went to middle school, we had a lot of shortage of teachers in our state when I was studying. So now you can imagine that I had only three teachers. So what kind of educations, like I had education that time. So I had a maths, my Hindi teacher, language. They will teach social science, science. And cultural activity, nothing. Like I don't know painting. Still, I don't know painting. I regret not having this skill of doing paintings. No extra curriculum. We are fed math, science, social science, Hindi in the name of writing, anything. When I went to middle school, there were many teachers that were government appointed. They were appointed by government. One teacher was, he was most strict. Every student were fearing him. When I went to that middle school, they were saying that be careful with the teacher, don't go late and all. He was kind of a person who is everyone is afraid of him. Even the teachers are afraid of him. And you know how he was getting a salary? Everyone was paying 2 rupees every month. All the student in the school, they were paying 2 rupees to one place. And he was getting salary from those 2 rupees. How he got, I got to know about his. If I go and talk to him, I don't know he's alive or dead, but he will not remember me, but I remember him. Because we were giving 2 rupees to him every month. And how he got to be part of our school, the middle school, was that there was shortage of teachers in our middle school. And they were looking for the bright students they can come and teach. And they got him. Maybe school principal might be paying something. I don't know. But we as a student, we paid him two rupees. You see, you remember, you can imagine, 2005, I was in fifth class. 2006, I was in sixth class. Okay, and in our school, 2006, you can remember, and our primary school, middle school, we had maybe 1700 students, and everyone might be paying 2 rupees. So barely 5,000, you can say maximum 5,000 he was earning that time. He was so well respected in the class, in the out of class. And he was a best teacher. He was teaching math, and I have respect for him. Now I even he don't know my name. He might have not knowing my name, but everyone is. If even in my generation, you go and ask him, Paswan sir, we used to say him. His name was something Paswan, and I remember Paswan sir, and. He was one of the best. In that time, I had opportunity to be in class of one of teacher who taught my father, and he told that he asked me. I was very good at math. I'm not bragging, but I made and he gave me one questions. I solved that, and I showed him, like, it was competition, like who goes first, and so like that. And he asked my name, where are you from, village name, and then I told it, oh, you are his son. You ask your father my name. He told, then I asked my father, he told that he is my teacher, he taught me during middle school. He told, I felt very moved looking at the he also told, he gave so much advice. In a class you can see 10 student, it was 60 70 student like that in class, and he told that he will ask me to come and sit on front bench. And he maybe due to my father's connection, or he had an he was like that. He gave a lot of advice when I was coming out of middle class. He told that how to focus, what to study, and I was good behaving teacher, behaving student. He liked, and he gave good advice. He told that your father was good when he was studying, and you are like him. So I felt very moved and happy.
This is an amazing story on so many different levels. First of all, just the sheer fact that 25 years ago, you were in one room with lots of other students, and there were only two teachers. I mean, this is something that I just cannot fathom. I just cannot get my head around this. But okay. But the other story that you just mentioned, that this particular teacher was paid 2 rupees for by every student or by every parent who in that school. Was this his actual income, or was this extra to the government income that the state or federal government or central government should or did pay him?
Yeah, so we used to discuss, like, for us, 2 rupees during that time, 2 rupee extra for the chocolate or something, like, even in the middle school. So we used to say that, why should we give? We used to think that he's a teacher, actual teacher from the government, okay? And why we should pay him. But we got to know that he was not employed by the government. He was employed by a school headmaster.
Wow.
Okay, because the student pool was so big, and there was a less teacher. That time he need someone should be there. Okay, to control student, and we know only that we used to pay him. We don't know if government was paying. Certainly, I see the government is not going to pay. Okay, because I have seen the schools there, they have only single teachers, and they used to. The main problem was in India. If you look at the 2005, the government, the Indian government policies, the main policy was to bring kids from village to school to increase the literacy rate. How they are counting the literacy? If you are 5th, 10th pass, or you have completed your 10th school, 5th school, do you write your name? Do you write a signatures like that? This was the main. So they started that the Hindi there's a like let's go to a school campaign, something like that. Okay? And teacher has an obligation to go. If the students are not coming to school, they have to go in the village, ask their parents to send their kid to a school. To bringing the kid from village, the playing field to school was the big task. And because of this, now the two teacher, I feel that the two teacher was ex ec ec equivalent to the five teachers we have right now in my school. Now all the villages village in India, they have enough room, bench, desk. When I was in a school, we don't have a bench or a desk. We used to sit on the floor. We used to bring something to like a mat, something from our home in our bag to go and read. This was my condition. It was doing that. That time we didn't have electricity in my school. And even the electricity was very less in my village. It was not coming. We had line and we used to wait. So I feel that those teachers were equivalent to five teachers. They were teaching more than the teachers they are teaching right now. The number has increased. The parents are sending their kid to private schools. They are not sending to the government schools. And the number has dropped a lot. So, Frank, I think you can't digest this one, but this was a reality.
It's not easy, I have to admit. It's not easy. Just park that thought there for a minute, Ritesh, because I mean, I know your trajectory. So you know, you worked your way through you worked your way through the school system. You went to university, college in Bengaluru. And now you are a senior technical writer for a Norwegian company, et cetera, et cetera. From my perspective, the path that that you went through is nothing short of a miracle, given the very extreme circumstances you started with. But let's just leave that thought there for a minute, because probably Isma, the next question is a little more difficult for you to answer because of the age. But for you both, gentlemen, maybe easier for you, Ritesh. Isma, if you of the people that you mentioned, if you had a minute to thank them today for what, how they inspired you, how they influenced you, how they managed to shape you in your personality, in your intellectual life, etc., what would you say to these people, or one of these people, and what would you really want them to know, Isma?
Just one of them.
Well, maybe we can restrict it to one, because otherwise we'll be here till 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, continuing talking.
I think that to my parents, I have already been grateful in most of things that I have done in reference to them. But I think that I would not. Of course, it was important to me, but not I would choose my professors to thank. But I would thank more the guy that they motivated me to not start using marijuana. I
Okay.
think
Well,
it was a great thing he did, and I follow his advice.
what would if you met by coincidence or by arrangement, and you tell him of your life and what you have done, and he, what would you say to him?
After 45 years. I don't know if he's alive yet. He was from the west of São Paulo state, probably 400 kilometers from São Paulo capital. I would say Milton was his name. I thank you a lot because I have seen so many example of people that became like a kind of movable garbage on the street, that they have no objective, they have nothing to eat, they have a bed to sleep, they have nothing on their life because of drug, and it doesn't matter which name they have. And I really thank you so much to advise me to not start using marijuana. I think it was fundamental in my life, the whole way, whole things I have done till now. Thank you very much for that. But unfortunately, you couldn't get free of marijuana or some other drugs, and happened what we know at the Brazilian Nave, and I hope that you are in a better condition now, and you have quitted marijuana or some other drugs, and you are very well than before.
Yeah, I mean, he's a victim himself, and he holds up the lantern to say, look, do not follow what I do. In your childhood, or in your teens and early 20s, Isma, was it relatively easy to fall into the trap of drug taking?
I suppose that it was more difficult than today, but if he was 18, 19 like me, I think it was easy. I don't know. Because you believe or not, I only was offered drug maybe 4 years ago in Curitiba. Never someone offered me drugs. Never, never.
Okay. All right. Ritesh, over to you. Maybe you will choose somebody else, but I'm not sure. But if you had the opportunity to meet this extraordinary teacher that you had the privilege to work with and learn from, and by chance or by arrangement your paths would cross, what would you tell him now, and what would you want him to know?
Like I have two teachers. Like I will, one is to thank him just what he told, and one is to one for to give direction, or we can say give positive energy. So as soon as I crossed middle school, I went to high school. And used to take a private classes, and one teacher was Ashok sir. He was teaching physics. He was so dynamic. He gave a lot of perspective to us. Even he was teaching one subject, he gave perspective to us. He told about futures, about life, about the society, and he was living nearby or near to. Place in my village the town we I used to live during the high school, and I if I want to meet him I can meet him, but I never went and thanked him. So after this call I think to go and thank him to whatever I do today and how confident I am doing anything, because a person who is coming from village. Most of the people I see, they lose self-confidence when they come from lower village area and come to colleges, big places like Bangalore. Even they know the things, they will not go and speak. We think twice before saying something because it might be wrong and how people can will going to perceive. So I certainly like to thank him and. Go and meet him. But I after my 10th, I never went and meet him personally. I definitely like to go and meet and say that I'm doing good. Okay? Even what I wanted to become. He asked so many times, what you want to become? I told I want to become scientist. Even I'm not scientist today, but I what I'm doing, where I am, I feel proud. One a teacher, like he's not a teacher, he was HOD of my engineering college. During our final year, we had a graduation ceremony. After graduation ceremony, we had our classmates, we had a farewell from our juniors. And for the pictures, we wanted a good room, auditorium. Auditorium was not was booked, it was not delivered to us. And we were told to go in a room, classroom, and adjacent to our lab, wind tunnel lab. And everyone was angry, especially my friends. They wanted good pictures because that is for remember, to remember. And so everyone is unhappy. They don't want to go for this farewell party from our. Department and juniors. So we, anyhow, the HOD was angry. They told that whoever wants to come, then he wanted to celebrate and all. One thing he told, see, you are now you have completed this course. You are out of this college, and this function is optional for you. It's not mandatory from our department to give you this. Function. And then he told one word that I remember every today, every time. You are not going to get whatever you want in life. So what you have, you just enjoy Either you enjoy this one or you are not going to enjoy. Okay, so you have opportunity to enjoy this party, this farewell, and do. So certainly I remember him by saying this. Whenever I feel sad that I'm not achieving something, I fell somewhere. I remember that sometimes life, you are not going to get everything. So whatever you have, you just be happy. So certainly I would like to thank him, but thank him in the sense I remember him. I highly respect him, and I don't see I will have opportunity to meet him, but for this I remember him.
Wow. Okay. I suppose Ritesh, just to extend this, of these people, and possibly the last one, is probably more defining. What part of you now, your work, your values, the way you do things, do you think reflects the influence of these two inspirational or three inspirational people? That somehow you have embodied the lesson, and are carrying that lesson, that torch forward, possibly to any children you and your wife will have in the future.
Yeah, so that the first teacher that I was telling that he was good in my village, who went to army and then he came back, left army. So I from him I feel that in our generation or our area, students were not treated well in the sense of they were not they were looked at a hierarchy level. Okay, you are forcing as a teacher, you are forcing do this one, that one. That teacher was like a friend that taught. You can become a friend to teacher students, and you can demand things, you can ask them to do, and they will do happily. That one I feel that it will be more. Even I growing up as a I can looking at my parents, I feel authority type of thing. They have authority to say something, and still I feel that I think that that approach is teaching or talking to student as a friend or giving a positive atmosphere to say such things. That I feel that I should have those moving forward with kids. Second is I think the confidence, the way of expressing. I think living in these big cities, generally it comes like that. The time I see that younger generation, even I my brothers, younger brothers, they have more confidence than what I used to have. So I feel that confidence level that kids will have, the confidence, the nurturing that I got from this teacher, I think I should provide. I remember that in my life, the other the my HOD of engineering. I feel that if you get so much knowledge, you became it's you are like a tree. If you have a lot of fruits, you just bend, and you don't say like you don't become tough. Harsh, you convey your message in a polite way. Maybe due to his education, his level of seniority, because of that it came. But I feel that you should be sometimes polite. You can say your things in a way that it's not going to hurt, but if you think it's too meaningful, it's too much, that gives a lot of things in a simple word. So I feel that even if sometimes I have to be angry on my kids, even with my wife, I can take that kind of simplicity or kind of words that bring impact, even it's not told in a loud voice, in a simple manner. So I think these three things I can definitely help me going forward in futures, and I feel that I should be like that. I don't know if I can just I can implement those things in my life.
Isma, what about you? Now, of course, now the age gap between you and Ritesh is that of a generation, possibly two generations. But if you go forward or think back, what values have you taken with you in your work, possibly even in your political work when you ran for councillor in Campo Grande for the Novo Party, and how you sort of basically your life's philosophy, how has all that played out?
Can you explain again, please?
Yeah, sorry. I'm still digesting this. Yeah. As you look at yourself now, yeah, the young age of 64, how has your work, your values, your way of speaking, and just being around, turning up, your political work also, how is that a reflection of their influence? Of these people that have molded you and inspired you.
I don't know exactly how, but some part of us, I think that it came already done. You don't have what to do to change it. But some other parts, I think it's molded according the influence we had. Of course, we meet good people, good advice, and bad people all around our life. But I think everyone we met, they have great influence in our life. Because even the bad ones, if you ha we have a good critical think, we can conclude that they aren't a good example to follow. And I think it's interesting. Someone, I don't remember who, told me that even bad books are good because when you finish reading, you know that book is not wasn't good, and you have an opportunity to think about it, how he wasn't good. Then he helped you in some way. I think it's the same happened with people. Good people and bad people, they can teach us many things. And of course, I don't know the word in English, but we have the power to decide what we can do, what will you do? Then the great part of our life is the result of what we have decided to do and how to do. And even when we don't, you decided to do nothing, it's a way of decide to do nothing. Yeah.
No decision, no reaction is also a reaction. Yeah. Very.
We never are neutral or impartial.
No,
Yeah.
definitely not. Ritesh, along that line of thought, you said a couple of minutes ago that this conversation is sort of making you think whether you should go back to this teacher of yours who gave you so much, and just to say thank you. Can you try and paint a picture of how this would actually unfold? You going to where he lives, first of all, finding out if he's still doing okay. Going out to where he lives, he has taught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children. He may recall you, he may not recall you. But can you somehow make us visualize this act of gratitude that you would extend to him for giving you something that you carry forth to this day, and he may not even be aware of it. How would this unfold?
So
No pressure.
what I can track him because he's a middle school teacher, I feel, and he used to teach in our block, but now he might have got different posting, so I can track him. He's very respectful, and he's very welcoming. I have heard from a student, he remembers me. Like sometimes I am at where he's, what he's doing. Some, and so I think he will be very welcoming. I now I feel I was while speaking to you, I think that how I will approach him, what I will say. This creates a lot of pictures. It's create a lot of. I have many things to say, but it's like. You never go and you tell your father that I'm thankful for this one. You never go and my mom and say that I'm thankful for this. You know by respect, or you know that you have done so much to me. So what I will say, generally, I will be going and saying thanks. Generally, even I don't feel to say thanks to him, but I just say gratitude. Meeting him is a to say what he has taught, and I remember him, his good thing. So I'm thinking that I out of what if I reached out to him, I will be something like you feel like you in your mind if someone is like a sun in the literal sun in the sense of too much light that you know reach you are blind, you don't see. So I think I will not have something, but if I'll force me, I say thank you for him.
I mean, it ties in with what we were discussing on Saturday, missed opportunities,
Yes, yes.
and you touched on. You touched on a rather interesting point. I don't think I ever thanked my father, and I was by his side when he passed away. I don't think I ever thanked my father for everything that he gave me and did for me.
No.
And of course now, depending how you look frame this, but this opportunity has passed forever. And it's sad. It's sad. So I think it'd be an interesting. It would be an interesting exercise
Yeah, so
to
I
to.
feel jealous of new kids when they say their mom. I have seen so many while traveling, "Mom, I love you." But we have never told my mom. I have never told my father like that. Okay. By existing, their existence is something that is beyond love. You can't do anything to your parents. Without saying, also, there is love.
Isma, would you go back to the person who told you not to take drugs? Would you try and actively seek him out if it's possible?
Sorry, Frank, I didn't understand.
If the person who told you on the train to Campo Grande not to take drugs, and he took out his hat and showed you this small sachet of marijuana, Do you feel compelled to try and find if he's still alive and where he lives, and go back to him and say, thank you? Just
That's
a
interesting what has happened today, because I don't know exactly how long ago I have thoughts about him sometimes. I would like to meet him again and to talk about this subject. I would like to know, and I hope that if he's alive, he is in a better condition than in the 80s. Because for me, he was a complicated guy in our environment that time. But with me, he was very kind, and I hadn't problem with him. I would like to meet him again and to have a good conversation and thank him for the great advice he gave me.
Let's reverse this for a moment. So let us say that you too, and this goes to you as well, Ritesh, saying thank you to somebody is important. And I don't think we can say thank you enough sometimes. Isma, let us say you meet this person. Milton is his name, you said, yeah? Let's say that you track down Milton. He's still alive, and you say thank you to him for what he has done to you, to sort of how he has influenced your mindset, your thinking. He may not even recall you. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know. Do you think he would be proud of you?
I'm not a rich person, because material things are the most valued thing, are part of a human being today. And I think it's not only in Brazil, but in all around our world. But I think my parents are proud with me, and I'm very proud what I became, because in my opinion, our origin, our parents have great influence where you get and what you become. And in some aspects, I think I have some lack of something, some orientation, and I don't know exactly why. I'm not 100% that I would like to be, but the most of me I like a lot, and I don't regret the way I am, my moral. Of course, something could be better. For example, emotional control. And I don't know if someone is able to do is to control my thoughts, because sometimes I don't want to think some things, and I think, and they annoy me. I can have control of this. I don't know.
It is possible, but
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible.
you sacrifice a lot of freedom. Usually, I know that you are not married, but I think usually women are very good at controlling this kind of aspect.
Once I met a girl that when she decided to love a man, she would love that man. And if she decide not to love someone, she won't love someone. I told her, I don't believe, I think it's not possible, impossible to do that. Because
It
it's not, something is not under our control.
I've heard something similar. Loyalty is very, very deep. And it takes a lot to break that loyalty. But when it's there, it's 100%. Sorry.
But I think to be grateful to some things that we have got or you have, it's important, very important. And to say to people, of course, but it have to be not something automatically. It have to be something that you really feel. Because wherever you go, someone say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's automatic. Yeah.
So you have to say thank you and substantiate that. Ritesh, let's play this. Let's play this through to the ultimate point. You meet this teacher. You've tracked him down. You go to his house. You said thank you. Given reasons why you've explained your story so far, etc. You've painted this picture. I don't even know if the question is really such a good one, but I'm going to ask him, but do you think he would be proud of you?
Yeah, definitely. It will take a lot of courage to go and say thank you. Yeah, I will feel and that for the teacher, like the teacher or anyone in the life, they will have something, some kind of satisfaction for them that yeah, something I did that beyond the financial, the need was that to do that one as a person. You helped someone. So for me, I definitely will be proud to go and meet him and say thank you. Say that you have impacted me in a good way.
And in reverse, do you think he would be proud of you that you chose the path you did and reached the successes you have and are motivated to, as you now progress into married life and set up home, etc., etc.?
Yeah, I think the way he has something for me, I can't say, but definitely he will be happy to see me, happy to see where I am and what I'm doing. Even though I had different plans, I had different things. No one knows in the life what you are going to achieve. But definitely he will be proud that I visited and say meeting going and meet him.
Okay. Gentlemen, before I stop this recording, thank you. Thank you both for I've had many, many conversations, but I think this one goes to quite a high level of being very unusual and very different. Isma from Campo Grande in Brazil, thank you for teaching us all a lesson. And I think you have both, you and Ritesh, have embodied the spirit of showing whoever watches or listens to this recording, you have carried that torch forward, multiplied it by the number of people who will one day listen to this. And I think that is the biggest lesson we can take from this. Ritesh, you were going to say something.
Yeah, so Frank, I have never been to counseling, and what I imagine counseling like this, hearing Ismar, his wisdom, saying something that relating that is really that gives a lot of perspective, and the place he speaks and gives a lot of for me it gives a lot of value, and I think a lot on those area, those aspects, and the way you conduct this one. I feel that if, or I imagine, if there is a counseling, the this will be a format that the counselor asks questions, the deliberation and the way you present questions. I
I'm
really feel
just
happy to be part of these conversations.
Well, I learned just as much from these conversations as we all do. Yeah. But thank you, Isma, sorry, Ritesh, for thanking me. Isma, do you have a last word that you want to share before I press the stop recording button?
That's great. Just a meeting make me think about some important people in my life, and if someone aren't alive, because my father, example, I'm sure that he's not alive, and the other, if they aren't alive, then his memory became alive in this recording. I think it's
Definitely.
like a homage to them. Thank
Okay.
you.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time, for your wisdom, for your inspirational words. I hope that we can meet again in this constellation. If the topic resonates with you, we meet again in this constellation. Maybe we'll find some other people. We meet again next Monday. The 14th of July, which is the French national holiday, that doesn't matter. That we meet again next Monday at the same time and at the same place. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you,
Thank you.
Frank. Thank you, Ritesh.
Thank you so much.